Them that honor me, I will honor. Chapter 114. Babylon, the capital of the kingdom over which Nebuchadnezzar reigned, was a splendid city. Enormous walls surrounded this city. These walls were as high as towers, and so wide that four chariots could easily ride next to each other on top of it. Nebuchadnezzar built beautiful palaces and temples in this capital. Yes, the king even made hanging gardens. Do you know what they were? They were gardens which were supported by pillars. Extensive orchards grew within the walls. In a word, it was the most beautiful, the greatest, and the richest city of the entire kingdom. It isn't surprising that Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians were proud of their capital. The palace of the king and the temple of Bel, the chief god of the Babylonians, were the most splendid buildings in this city. The streets were filled with people. Merchants and traders would try to sell their wares, while a pleasant busyness prevailed throughout the city. A few Jews also lived in this Babylon. They were brought there as captives, as exiles by Nebuchadnezzar. It is true, Babylon was larger and more beautiful than Jerusalem. Still, these Jews did not feel at home there, but longed to return to their own native country. They came into Babylon with the first captivity, at the time of King Jehoiakim's reign. These Jews were some of the most distinguished men of their nation. The Bible tells us they were men of the royal family, thus princes. However, not only Jewish princes lived in Babylon, no, other youths from the royal houses of the nations which surrounded the land of the Jews also lived there, for Nebuchadnezzar had conquered many other nations. One day Nebuchadnezzar calls the prince of these eunuchs to come to him. He must choose from among all those captives a few robust, handsome, strong young men, and they must be brought into the palace to be instructed in the language and wisdom of the Babylonians. They must begin to study. When they have finished this learning, they will serve the king as courtiers. Nebuchadnezzar, the great king of Babylon, is proud and haughty with his great victories. He wants to be surrounded by the noblemen of every country. That will be a great honor to him. The king's command is obeyed. The best young men from all the conquered nations are separated and brought to the royal palace. Among them is found a quartet of Jews. They are Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Probably you are ready to say, Daniel? Yes, we have heard of him. But Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, no, we do not know of them. We have never heard anything about them. Still, these three young men are not unknown to you. Listen attentively. Nebuchadnezzar gives them new Babylonian names. Hananiah will be called Shadrach. Mishael will be called Meshach, while Azariah receives the name of Abednego. Now you know them, do you not? You surely have heard something about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Daniel also receives another name. What is it? Do you know? He will be called Belteshazzar. He was named after one of Nebuchadnezzar's gods. But Daniel is much better, isn't it? Well then, we will continue to call Daniel by his original name, but his friends we will call Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This was a great change for all these young men. They received nice Babylonian clothing. Each day they received the most tasty foods. They received the same food as the king himself, for they ate from the royal table. That surely must have tasted delicious. Most of the young men feasted upon it. I write, most of them. Were there some who did not enjoy this food? Yes. Daniel and his three companions would not eat this food. Why not? Was there something wrong with it? Of course not. It was the best food, but... Now, boys and girls, you must listen very attentively. This food was first offered as a sacrifice to the idols and blessed by the heathen priests. It was an idol sacrifice. Therefore, these four young men would not eat it. They were not permitted to eat the sacrifices offered to idols. God had forbidden it in his laws. Undoubtedly, meat from unclean animals also was among this food, and that too was forbidden by the Lord. Ah, yes, that is very true, but really, no one can see them, and they are so far removed from Jerusalem. Their people, their families, their fathers and mothers will see nothing of it. They will never know about it. Wouldn't it be much wiser not to say anything against it? Who knows how much trouble this will cause them? Aren't they in the palace of their enemy? So often things which we never would dare do at home are performed upon the street, especially when it is dark, for then no one can see us. It happens so often that boys and girls forsake the laws of the Lord when they go to school or work in another city or town away from home. They would go to church and to catechism class if they were home, but in this strange village or big city, they go to the theater and Sundays to the football or basketball fields. Why, yes, why not? Father and mother cannot see them anyway. They do not think of the fact that God sees them, that the Lord knows everything. No, they put those disagreeable thoughts far from their minds. Will you also do that later, if the Lord keeps you alive? Oh, I hope you will not. You probably are saying, no, I never will do that. I'll never dare do it. Children, do not think you can remain standing in your own strength. Only the Lord can keep you from doing wrong. Bend your knees often and ask the Lord to keep you from sinning. Daniel and his three friends feared God. Therefore, they do not want to sin against the commandments of the Lord, even though no other people can see them. They do not want to grieve and anger the Lord by their sins. See Daniel going to the prince of the eunuchs who had charge over him. Kindly and politely he asks, "Sir, we do not have to eat that food, do we? The Lord has forbidden it in his laws." Daniel waits in suspense for the answer. The courtier of Nebuchadnezzar looks serious. He hesitates. "The king has given me orders what you must eat," he says, "and if I should give you other food and you begin to look weak and pale, the king will ask for the cause. When he hears that I have not followed his orders, he will be angry with me and probably slay me. Really, I dare not do anything else." Yes, that is true. It is very difficult for this prince of the eunuchs, for he is not his own master. He simply has to obey, and if he doesn't do so, a heavy punishment awaits him. It could cost him his life. "Sir, you could try it," Daniel urges. "Give us other food for 10 days, food from that which is sown, and water to drink. If it appears that we are thinner and more pale after 10 days, there is nothing to be done about it. The courtier does not get angry with Daniel because he persists. No, he gives his permission and decides to try it. During 10 days, Daniel and his companions receive only the fruits of the fields and water to drink. Thus, no meat, fat, or wine. And what was the result after 10 days? The result was that Daniel and his friends looked much healthier than any of the others. The Lord blessed this simple food. These Jewish young men gained weight during this short time. Were you ever jealous of rich children who always have delicious food? I would say, do not be jealous. The Lord can bless the most common foods, and that is what is most necessary. We can see this in the example of these Jewish men. Therefore, be satisfied with what the Lord gives you. When the prince of the eunuchs observes that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego look much healthier than all the other princes, he agrees to continue to let them eat the food they desire. The Lord blessed these young men, for when they were taught the wisdom of the Babylonians, it was just they who could learn the best. They were the most intelligent of them all. In this way, they remained in the palace for 3 years, and each of them did his very best by studying diligently. Do you also do that at school? Lazy children who can learn but will not do their best can never expect the blessing of the Lord. The Lord demands from us that we perform our work as well as we are able to do it. That is our duty. And if we purposely do not do so, we sin. Finally, at the end of 3 years, all these young men had to appear before the king. Nebuchadnezzar wants to know if they have learned their lessons well. He will examine them to see if they have remembered what they have been taught. He begins to talk with them. He asks them about many things. And what was the result? The four Jewish young men are the most intelligent of them all. They are able to give an answer to every question. Yes, they are so skillful that they surpass their teachers. The king nods his approval and undoubtedly praises them. But Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do not become proud or high-minded. No, they give God the honor for it because they know that the Lord has given them all the wisdom.